And now this is a dictation for Raymond. Van de Wege is V as in Victor, A-N, D as in David, E, W-E-G-H-E. October 14, 39, addresses a letter, Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, or 631713. Dear Dr. Moon, a follow-up for Raymond with chronic kidney disease, probably hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Last visit was done in June. Prior ultrasound, low normal size kidneys without obstruction. Isolated cyst on the right kidney. Large bladder diverticuli. Incidental findings, this is not cancer. Comes accompanied with wife. Some arthritis, multiple areas, hands, knees, wrist. Previously treated for uric acid gout. Has been on allopurinol, which the dose has been increased up to 200. He follows with cardiology, Dr. Kreposman, for atrial fibrillation, remaining on Eliquis, rate control metoprolol, and antiarrhythmics, dofetilide, D as in David, O-F-E-T-I-L-I-D-E. For his prostate, on Flomax. Other review system right now is negative. Prior lisinopril discontinue at the time of change of kidney function. Today weight 185, blood pressure 120/76, alert oriented sign 3, no gross respiratory cardiovascular changes from baseline, no ascites, edema. There is arthritis on hands, minor edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine improved from 1.9 down to 1.4 for a GFR of 48 to stage 3 with a normal sodium potassium acid base, has low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, uric acid at 7.2, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.8. Prior urine sample, no activity for blood protein or cells, and the protein creatinine ratio less than 0.2, which is normal. PTH mild elevated at 63. No evidence of monoclonal protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, appears stable, not progressive, no associated symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, no obstruction or urinary retention, blood pressure appears to be well controlled, presently off ACE inhibitors, no activity in the urine blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Next number, diffuse inflammatory arthritis. There has been problems of elevated uric acid. Has seen orthopedic doctor. They have not done fluid analysis. I have no objections, allopurinol 200 or even 300 milligrams. He needs a diagnostic. Excuse me, he needs a final diagnosis. I will recommend rheumatology to assess the patient. I will not jump into any steroids given the long-term implications, including potential bleeding as he is on Eliquis. From the renal standpoint, continue chemistries in a regular basis. Plan to see him back on the next 4 months. End of dictation.